Odds and Ends, Essays on Everyday Conversation, by James Chudy and Hidetsugu Yoshida.
Recorded by Joanna Chinen
and Chris Wells.
Published by Seibido.
Chapter 1. 1. Print. The other day I met a guy at a party. When he found out I was an English teacher, he told me about the English class he was taking. I wanted to know what textbook they use, so I asked him. He told me, "We don't use a book. The teacher gives us prints every week." I suppose it's obvious that print is not the word that we use to talk about this kind of material. The teacher hands out the material every week. Hand out is a phrasal verb that means to distribute. I'm sure you have seen people handing out tissues in front of the station. That's the verb form, but we need a noun for the name of the material. Put hand and out together, and it becomes a noun, handout. It's a countable noun, one handout, two handouts, and so on. So you'll need an article, the, if it's singular. Let's go back to what the guy at the party told me. Here are a few possibilities. The teacher gives us handouts every week, or the teacher gives us a handout every week. When print is used as a noun, I think it usually has something to do with art or pictures. For example, a Hokusai woodblock print or a print of a Picasso poster. I don't know a lot about photography, but I do know that the P in DPE stands for printing. Photographs are sometimes called prints, and copies of movies are also called prints. The film library has prints of many classic movies in its collection. As a verb, print often refers to the printing process itself. For example, the copy of the textbook you're reading right now was printed last year, and it can also refer to a way of writing. If you've ever filled out a form in English, you know that there's always a "please print" at the top of the page. This means you must write the letters one by one, not in longhand.
Listening comprehension. 1. People are handing out tissues in front of the station. People are handing out tissues in front of the station. 2. Print has something to do with art. Print has something to do with art. 3. Print your name and address on the postcard. Print your name and address on the postcard. 4. The textbook was first printed in 1998. The textbook was first printed in 1998.